So what we want to do is, and this is around the notion of making the management changes. So on August 7th, what we've done is we've scheduled a CIO council meeting. And at that meeting, we're actually analyzing portfolios across various agencies and trying to understand what's going on, what are the macro trends. But remember, this is going to require first making sure that the CIOs, who may not have had the power necessary before to collect this information, to make sure that they're vetting the information, and there isn't a target in the number of projects, but what's really important is to make decisions that actually make sense. These are sensible decisions. Even with a VA, it's important that, you know, this isn't done randomly, but that it's grounded in data, it's grounded in evidence, and that we ultimately look at, well, what is the impact it's going to have long term.
One of the things that came out from the experience that we all saw from VA in terms of them halting 45 projects was really the value of the dashboard. And I'm guessing in a little bit that that's your vision from the beginning, that use this as the tool to make bigger decisions. Am I right on that?
Sure. And as I've said before, the dashboard itself provides the intelligence and the data. But ultimately, what it's going to require is at the agency level, the CIOs are going to have to, I mean, they're going to have to make the management changes necessary to make those tough decisions, looking at IT projects that are not performing and making the decisions to halt them. But at the same time, it's also, a second part of this is to also make sure that we, you know, as I was saying earlier, tap into some of the best thinking and ideas. So what is that intersection of, well, here's how the federal government is spending money, whether it's a blood bank system or it's a system in health IT, and is there a faster, better, cheaper, more innovative solution out there? So it has multiple functions, but the key is going to be we've taken sort of step one, which is the first brick in transparency, but the hard work is going to be around making those management changes.
So are there or are there not other agencies heading down that path as VA in terms of what one CIO described as a big bang to stop a significant number of projects?
I think all agencies should be heading down the path of what the VA has done. I mean, I don't know if it's the – I'm not sure what you mean when you say the big bang approach, but I think the approach should be aggressive focus on project management and really distilling the complexities that have existed historically and trying to figure out, well, what's going on. What I can tell you is that since we launched the dashboard, the data quality has just been improving every day because CIOs are actually going there. They're looking at the milestones. They're looking at the budget figures. And we're getting data quality that's improved. And if you look at the front page of the dashboard, you'll actually see the number of investments that are being evaluated. So that's happening. And I can't tell you in terms of what the results are going to be, but we'll see as they go through their systematic review process.
One of the things that you mentioned the speech today and you've mentioned before is Clinger Cohen sets the foundation, but it's really the CIOs we need to make sure they have the authority, the power, the responsibility. And one of the things that's been unclear is how do we make sure that happens? The dashboard you've pointed to at one point is one way, but that in itself is not going to be enough. You mentioned the CIO and CTO of the federal government as examples of the commitment from this administration. Again, it sounds good on paper, but I'm not sure if it's enough to really give the CIOs enough authority, responsibility, power. Is there anything your office can do in that regard?
If we go back to Y2K, some of the lessons learned there was that a lot of the conversations that were happening around technology were at the deputy secretary level and the CIO all in one room. And what we're doing also is with White House meetings is we're making sure that the CIOs are part of those conversations so that it's seen as technology seen as the lever to really transform businesses and not as this separate entity that has nothing to do with how you run your organization. That coupled with a dashboard and driving the transparency, coupled with the technology initiatives that we're launching and what the president is doing in terms of leading by example. And if you look at a lot of what we're doing across the administration, huge focus on information technology and those investments. And so what we're seeing is an organic move up of those CIOs and those chief of staff meetings where we're talking about technology and performance outcomes. And now with Jeff Zients here, as a chief performance officer, the technology agenda is central to what we're trying to do. And as the president has directed, the CTO, CIO, and the CPO will work together. We're going out there meeting with agencies to talk about how important it is to make sure that CIOs are there, but backing it up with action in terms of making sure they're in meetings, making sure the cabinet secretaries know what their investment profile looks like.
You told an interesting story that's, I think, very related to that discussion when you said that when the dashboard was put up on June 30th, the reaction you received from the CIOs was very positive in the sense that I'm getting calls from my secretaries. Without getting into specifics of which agency maybe, can you relate maybe some of the changes that are coming from that those discussions that are happening now that maybe weren't happening 6, 9 months ago, a year ago?
So one, as I pointed out, is the data quality. Clearly it's improving. The second is, as you saw on VA's case, they're giving IT projects a huge oversight that wasn't necessarily there before. Third, what we're seeing is, especially in the very difficult federated environment where you have a number of bureaus, those CIOs are actually having discussions. So we've talked a lot about, are they talking to the cabinet secretaries and the DepSecs and so forth? But now the conversations that were not happening before between bureaus and agencies with departmental-level CIOs are happening. And that's transformational, because before what would happen is they would just ignore those conversations. And now they're sitting down, and I've actually been going around making rounds and meeting with each department and their bureau CIOs. And that's, of course, creating an environment where people understand the importance of managing technology at a departmental level.